blessed right hand, how worthy was it considered for such a knife? O amazing knife, how worthy was it considered for such a right hand? O amazing knife, for what a purpose was it prepared? What role did it play? What function did it serve? How was it stained with blood? How was it not stained with blood? I don't know what to say, so awe-inspiring was this mystery. It didn't touch the child's neck, nor did it pass through the throat of the Sacred One, nor was it soaked with the blood of the righteous. Yet it did both touch and pass through, and was stained and was bathed in it, yet it was not bathed. Maybe I seem to you out of my mind expressing such contradictions, because honestly I do feel overwhelmed with the thought of the magnificent act of that righteous man. But my words are not contradictory. Indeed, the righteous man's hand thrust it inside the boy's throat, but God's hand didn't let it get stained with the boy's blood, because it wasn't only Abraham who held it back, but also God. And through his intention he enacted the stroke, God by his voice held it back. The same voice both weaponized and disarmed that right hand, which, mobilized under God's command as if under a leader, performed everything at his will, and everything was done at his call. Notice, he said, kill, and immediately it was armed. He said, do not kill, and immediately it was disarmed, because everything before had been fully prepared.